This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
I mean, who came up with the name Rock School? Was it you or was it me? I don't even remember.
And Chad P.
May 14th in 1985, U.S. President Ronald Reagan presents Michael Jackson with a humanitarian award at the White House in Washington, D.C.
Why are you wearing only one glove?
Class is in.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday to us.
Not my birthday.
Happy birthday, dear Rock School.
Oh, Rock School.
Happy birthday to us. We are recording today, show 156.
Ooh. Now, it's Rock School's birthday,
right?
But it's our anniversary, right?
That's right. You're my work wife.
Yeah. Well, what'd you get me?
Not a thing.
Why?
Speaking of that, this is our third anniversary.
Yeah.
No cake.
No, we don't have a cake.
This little podunk radio station, after all we do for them, no cake.
Oh, you'd be complaining if we got a cake.
Not even a moon pie out of the vending machine out front.
You'd be complaining about all the sugar.
Yeah, well, probably. So, congratulations to you. 3 years we put this thing together.
3 years we put up with one another.
And never copied a show.
Nope.
Never doubled a show.
Never.
Never missed a show.
Well, I missed that one show because of the hurricane.
That's true. I've never missed a show.
Up the road, so.
Yeah, my wife sat in and took over your part. Mm-hmm.
But we worked through the flu.
That's
man.
Right.
Oh, dude.
Hey, you had like a 101 fever that
yep.
one time.
Yep. But and I gave it to you.
It's true. And luckily, mine sort of broke and I had it during the off time. But wow, 156 shows, 3 years. And if you look at the little file I have on my computer, if we use every show topic that I have just now, without coming up with any more,
right.
We can go 4.5 years total, another year and a half, without doubling a topic.
Nice.
Believe it or don't.
I guess I need to come up with one then.
And you know what's going to happen on our fourth anniversary?
No
cake.
No cake.
So
what are we talking about?
Now, enough, you know, self-patting on the back. Let's put together a good show. This one came, as we have for our past two anniversaries, came from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from Dan McCarthy, Dean of the College of Science and Technology here on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University.
Thank
and
you, Dan.
Dan probably doesn't even remember giving me this topic.
This was a while back.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
this.
We were sitting in a meeting, and he turned to me and he said, "Hey, I got a Rock School topic for you. Remember when you used to get an album? You'd pull it out and all that static was on it and it would sort of crackle, a little bit of electrical crackle as it came out of the dust sleeve. You'd put it on and you'd put the needle down on that first song and the first song blew you away." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "What was it? What was the greatest first song, first side you ever heard?"
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
This really isn't so much a history show as it is just an I love music
show.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've got a long list here of greatest first song, first side. Now, you're younger than me,
mm-hmm.
so it's basically first song on the CD.
Or the cassette.
Or the cassette tape.
Yeah.
So, I remember one of them when he said it to me, and he named his, and I'll play his in the show. But I remember one of them. I was working at WQLT, a little radio station in Alabama, when I was still full-time radio, not even married yet. And Paul Simon's Graceland comes out. And I remember we were giving out the album. And I love Paul Simon, adore Paul Simon. And I heard that he was doing this thing with South African musicians. And it's the Graceland album. And it comes in from the record company, you know, to give away.
Yeah.
And the general manager comes up and goes, "Here, I know you like Paul Simon." He gives me the CD. And I put that thing in the production room, and the first song comes out, and it knocks me on my heels.
Nice.
Graceland, Paul Simon, and the song is Boy in the Bubble. from 1986, and it sounds like this. Rock School. This is Rock School celebrating our third anniversary. I don't believe we introduced ourselves, did we?
That's not it, but that's a little mundane details.
Yeah, I'm Joe Burns, that's Chad P.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay, hey, go ahead.
When you listened to that song,
yeah,
did you continue the whole album?
Oh, sure.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Oh, sure. I do that.
I love that. When I get an album and pop it into the player and listen to the first song and just am blown away, and then every song after that is just as good.
And that's terrible because that's dying.
Oh, it is.
The concept of buying an album is dying with all of this download that's coming out. It used to be you would get the album and you would look at the album art and you would be angry if there was only one picture of the band or something like, or if the album art was, you know, minimal. We're going minimal. Mm-hmm. Thanks, REM. You know, I really want something that's sort of just a color. It's just all yellow. I want pictures of the band.
I'll tell you what, right? I didn't like opening up the thing, looking at the envelope, and if it didn't contain the lyrics.
Right, that
bugged
me as well.
Because I wanted to learn the lyrics, because I'm one of those people that just sing whatever I think I hear.
Yeah, tell me what you're saying. Let me give you some other good ones here. When you opened up Foreigner's debut, Foreigner, Feels Like the First Time was the first song.
Nice.
The Police's Synchronicity from 1983, Synchronicity 1 was great. And when you listen to Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John, Funeral for a Friend opened it up. All three great songs. But this guy, I've seen him in concert. He is fantastic. Eddie Money. Not only all of his albums open up with a great one, but if you have his first album, the first time you heard from Eddie Money, Eddie Mahoney actually, in 1977, you took the album Eddie Money, put it on the platter, dropped the needle. First song, first side, Two Tickets to Paradise. And you went, this guy's gonna be a star. Rock School.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question.
Shoot.
Talking about these first songs on the first side, when you saw a band in concert, at least for me, most of the time, whatever album, whatever tour at the time that they were on, they kicked off the show with that song.
Is that true?
Well, at least for me it was. I saw Blink-182.
And they opened with their first song.
They opened up with first song of Enema of the State.
Yeah.
And I know I always talk about Aerosmith, but when they were on the Get a Grip tour, I saw them.
It would have been Eat the Rich.
Yeah, they opened with it.
And that's right. On the next one, they opened up with Beyond Beautiful.
Yeah.
When I saw, let's see, they opened up the Balance Tour, Van Halen with Pound Cake. Oh, you're right.
Why is that, you think?
I don't know. Maybe they just, when they opened up the Balance Tour, they did the first three songs from the album right in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, bing, bing. I don't know that that's true, but it's one of those
it's
where we found a couple examples and we're trying to lay the truth across it because of those couple examples.
I guess that
I don't know.
I guess they're kind of just going with the whole concept of, hey, when you bought our album, this was the very first song that you listened to.
Right. We wrote a blaster, one that opened the album.
So we're going to open up the show with a blaster.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Here's some other good ones. When you got the Eagles, it opened up with Take It Easy.
Mm-hmm.
When you got Destroyer by Kiss, it opened up with Detroit Rock City. When you got Women and Children First by Van Halen, it opened up with And the Cradle Will Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got Johnny Rotten, what he called the greatest rock album of all time, Killer by Alice Cooper, it opened up with this, Under My Wheels.
Yeah.
Great song. Rock School.
You got me on the run. I'm driving in my car now. Anticipating fun.
This is Rock School as we talk about, well, a real audiophile's dream. The concept of first song,
first side or first song all over if mm-hmm. you're dealing with a compact disc.
Yep.
What was it to you, the listener? Which was it? When you put in that album, what was the first song that just knocked you backwards?
You know what
knocked
mine was?
You on your heels? What was it?
Inner Sandman on Metallica's Black Album.
You betcha. You betcha. It's one of those where, especially when it's an album by a group that has been out there, mm-hmm. that's got 9 albums, and then you think, okay, it's a 10th album, what are they going to put out? And then, bang!
Oh, wow!
And it knocks you right back. Here's another one.
Okay.
I'm not a huge Jimmy Buffett fan. I mean, I like him. He's
okay. You
don't okay.
get him. I know. We've
I
already
understand.
Talked about it. I don't get him.
He's okay. Okay, fine. If you listen to Living and Dying in 3/4 Time, and you put down that needle on the first track, it's Pencil Thin Mustache. It is a fantastic song. Not good. Fantastic. It's just, I've used the line in it so much because I try to get across to my students how scary jazz music was at the time that it came out. And there's a line in it that says, and only jazz musicians were smoking marijuana. I've actually brought it in and played it for my class to explain to them who Boston Blackie was and who what Brill Cream was uh-huh. and all of the Andy Devine, because he has so many references in it. I just think it's great. In fact, it's one of the few Jimmy Buffett albums I actually have. Interestingly enough, it may be called Living and Dying in 3/4 Time, but this song is in 4/4 Time. I don't know why I wanted to tell you that. I just did. So here you go. Pencil Thin Mustache. Jimmy Buffett. Rock School.
Now they make new movies in old black and white. The happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up.
Jimmy Buffett, Pencil Thin Mustache,
only
one of my favorites.
You, only you would notice that.
What? Oh, it's in 4/4 Time?
I can just see you listening to it, that stare on your face going,
tapping out 4/4 Time.
Wait a minute.
Let me give you some other great first song, first sides. If you got Let It Bleed by the Stones, which, by the way, Joe's opinion, the greatest Stones album ever recorded.
Uh-huh.
Gimme Shelter. If you got Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. If you got the Yes album, Yours Is No Disgrace. What a great song. If you got Moving Pictures by Rush and you drop that needle, Tom Sawyer mm-hmm. comes on. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, where every song is in 6/7 time.
6/7?
Yes, sir.
I don't even know if that's a time.
Yes,
I'm trying
it is.
To turn that into the lowest common denominator. Hello, iTunes. By all means, keep running it. And those of you who listen to us on podcast, we can't thank you enough. This is our 3rd anniversary. You started listening to podcasts just before the 2nd anniversary. So I think we've been doing podcasts for about a year now.
Yep.
Yay. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we go a little bit into the topic of first song, first side.
This is such a fun topic.
It is. It's not a historical topic. It's just something where hopefully the audience is listening to it and trying to think of that. And it's also our 3rd anniversary, and thank you so much to Dan McCarthy, Dean College of Science and Technology here on the campus, for giving me this topic. Don't
yep.
you have a few? I see you over there scratching on a piece
through.
Of paper.
Well, I just started thinking, I don't know, I'm still on a high over the Saints winning the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And the Who played the Super Bowl, and they played Baba O'Reilly, which
okay.
was the first song on
Who's Next
from
Who's
1971.
Next? Okay.
And then watched the movie 51st Dates the other night with Adam Sandler.
Right.
One of the theme songs of that is, wouldn't it be nice if we...
Beach Boys
from Pet Sounds.
That's right.
We talked about that one.
Right. You came up with Pet Sounds?
Yeah, Pet Sounds.
I am impressed to no end with you.
Thank you, thank you.
Another one I came up with was... the ones that popped into my head were the ones I went to see.
Uh-huh.
And I went to see The Fix while I was in college. And I remember the lead singer and the drummer, and I don't remember his name. Cy Kernan's the lead singer. And he actually sat down and spoke with me while I was this little nothing radio announcer in college. And they'll always have a special place in my heart because they didn't have to talk to Radio Boy here.
Yeah.
But they did. So I always have a nice soft spot in my heart for The Fix. From Reach the Beach back in 1983, when you drop that needle, one thing leads to another. Rock School.
Communicate,
All right, we got about 3 minutes to the bottom of the hour here on the third anniversary of Rock School. Who came up with the topic? I mean, who came up with the name Rock School? Was it you or was it me? I don't even remember.
I think it was both of us.
You really? We were just sort of knocking around stuff.
We were trying to come up with some names, and this was probably just the most simple one.
Yeah, we just wanted something short and sweet and would look good on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
If we ever actually get T-shirts.
We don't get cakes. We don't get T-shirts.
Podunk
get no
radio
love.
Station. If you put on Born to Run back in 75, Thunder Road kicked it off.
Uh-huh.
If you put on Wheels of Fire by Cream in 68, White Room kicked it off.
Ooh, what about
Do
Rat?
It.
Rat.
Rat, which would have been, what, Out of the Cellar?
Yes.
Their original? I Wanted Man would have kicked that off. Sad that I knew that off the top of my head. The BBC used to say, hello, this is London calling.
And the
Joe
Clash.
Strummer and Mick, wow, Joe Strummer and Mick Jones, he's so happy when he gets something, decided to take that phrase and make it the kickoff of their London Calling album back in 1979. This is The Clash.
Yes.
London Calling.
I got it right.
Rock School.
Give me a treat.
London calling to the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. I never felt so much alike.
Before we played The Clash,
yeah.
Did you finish that break by saying, give me a treat?
I got it right. When I was growing up, we got rewarded for being educational.
Okay, did you also roll over and play dead at the same time as well?
How dare you?
Yeah. Welcome to the bottom of the hour plus 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. This is our third anniversary, and we're having a good time.
I'm
Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do 7 days in 70 seconds, Monday, May 10th through Sunday, May 16th. Chad, here's a little doggy biscuit for you there.
You.
There you go. Do Monday.
May 10th in 1985, all-girl new wave pop band The Go-Go's broke up.
Yeah, guess they needed a vacation. Thank you. 20 years ago, Tuesday, May 11th, Richie Valens, of course, by La Bamba Da Donna fame, is honored with a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame almost 30 years after his death.
May 12th, 1960, television history is made when Elvis the Pelvis guest stars on The Frank Sinatra Show, and they pay each other the ultimate compliment. They sang one another's songs.
There you go. Tuesday, May 13th, 40 years ago, The Beatles motion picture Let It Be opens up in New York City.
Let's see if I can do this.
May 14th, in 1985, U.S. President Ronald Reagan presents Michael Jackson with a humanitarian award at the White House in Washington, D.C. Why are you wearing only one glove?
Saturday, May 15th, 15 years ago in 1995, Scott Weiland, of course of the STP and Velvet Revolver fame, is busted by police for attempting to buy drugs in a motel parking lot in Pasadena, California. If you're a rock star, David Lee Roth's the same way. If you're a rock star, why are you buying your own dope? Don't you have people to do this for you? 40 years ago, May 16th, founding member Randy Bachman leaves the Guess Who, and that's 7 days and 70 seconds.
Dude, this is so much fun. We really shouldn't be getting paid for having this much fun.
We aren't paid for having this much fun.
That's right.
Podunk radio station. Where's our cake? Ballroom Blitz by The Sweet played first, only if you had the U.S. version. If you had the U.K. version, it didn't. Desolation Boulevard, what do I know?
Why did they do that? Why are they trying to separate us?
Because when I buy albums, I like to get in a plane and purchase mine across the U.K.
Psst.
Here you go. Desolation Boulevard from 1974. Glam Rockers, The Sweet. Ballroom Blitz. Rock School. This is Rock School as we go on celebrating our third anniversary, 156. This is our 156th show that we are recording right now.
Have we ever done a show when you got finished recording it, you went, oh, I'd love to take that back.
Oh, sure.
Yeah?
Oh, sure.
Really?
When you listen to some of our earlier shows, they're brutal.
Oh, I know those are.
They're brutal. And we've done a few shows I would like to have taken back, especially some of them where I've made mistakes in them. And the mistake actually went out over the air.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
What about the one where you had like a chip on your shoulder and you kept referring to the flagship station as the Podunk? Oh, wait a minute. That's this one.
That's this one. Okay. When You Got Toys in the Attic back in 1975, as we talk about the first song, First Side, great, great songs. Aerosmith's Toys in the Attic. Do you remember what it was?
No, I'm trying to remember.
Name of the album, Toys in the Attic.
Oh.
Can't Stand the Weather, or Couldn't Stand the Weather, my apologies, by Stevie Ray Vaughan. Scuttlebutt kicked it off.
Yes.
Blues Traveler.
But anyway.
1990, but anyway, you're right. Mm-hmm. When You Got Love Stinks by the Jay Giles Band, Just Can't Wait kicked it off. Hunky Dory by Bowie back in 1971, Changes. What a great song. And the one we're going to play, originally released by a Canadian label called Mushroom. If you can find it on that label, it's a bit of a collector's item.
Mm-hmm.
This also spawned Crazy on You, but that's not the one that kicked it off. In 1976, when you got your hands on Dreamboat Annie and put down the needle, this one played. I'm sorry, Mom. I can't listen to you. You don't understand. He's a magic man. Rock School. There's Heart on Rock School as we do First Song, First Side. Coming up after the break, I'm going to play the song that Dan McCarthy actually mentioned when he pitched this idea to me. I wonder if he even remembers pitching the idea to me.
Well, surely you're going to call him and tell him to listen to the show this week.
I am, and I'm not going to do the Shirley joke. Okay, If You Got News of the World by Queen back in 1977, Drop the Needle.
We Will Rock You.
That's correct.
Love it.
If You Got Toto 4 back in 1982, Rosanna kicked it off. Overnight Sensation by Frank Zappa, Camilla Barillo kicked it off. And If You Got For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder, the title song.
For Once in My Life.
Yeah, I Got Someone Who Needs Me. Right after the break, once again, the song that Dan decided to pull out of the hat. Hello, WBSD Burlington, Wisconsin. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hola, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. They understood me.
Yes, they did.
That's right.
Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about First Song, First Side.
Come on, do some more.
Do some more?
Yeah, yeah.
When You Got Back in Black by AC/DC. What was the first song? Do you know it?
You Shook Me.
No, it was Hell's Bells.
It was.
Ace of Spades.
Motorhead.
Yeah.
Ace of Spades.
You got it.
Okay.
Pretty Hate Machine by Nine Inch Nails in 1989. What was it?
Closer.
Head Like a Hole.
Okay.
How about this one? Revolver by the Beatles.
I don't know.
Taxman.
Okay.
Let me give you one you probably will know. Nevermind by Nirvana.
Oh, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That's right. And one more. Rage Against the Machine, the self-titled album in 92.
Bomb track.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you for giving me throwing this dog a bone.
There you go. And here's the one that Dan McCarthy said that he would play if he had to choose the greatest first song, first side.
Shoot.
King Crimson by 1969, In the Court of the Crimson King, Robert Fripp. He's one of those guitarists that, unless you're a guitarist, you might not know him, but if you are a guitarist...
I've heard that scenario a couple of hundred times.
You, it's an interesting album, if you can get your hands on it. It's basically five long songs. It's looked at as one of the kings of progressive rock albums. It's in 4/4, it's in 6/8, it's got Greg Lake as an Emerson, Lake, and Palmer on bass and vocals. This is 21st Century Schizoid Man. It's interesting, to say the least.
For you, Dan.
Oh, I love it. Rock School. Okay, last break here on Rock School, and we can put show number 156 in the tank, and we can start moving on to getting to our fourth anniversary, if they allow us to keep doing the show, since I referred to this radio station as a podunk station.
Yeah, don't be surprised if we get replaced next week with the BBC.
That's right. Next week, look for punk country
right.
In this time frame. If You Got Damn the Torpedoes by Tom Petty, the first song was The Waiting. Night Moves by Bob Seger. You Can Come Back, Baby. Rock and Roll Never Forgets. If You Got Pyromania by Def Leppard, Rock, Rock Till You Drop kicked it off. Abacab by Genesis. Abacab, of course. Joan Jett back in 1980. The album Joan Jett, of course. Bad Reputation kicked it off. And my wife's favorite, she's the one that said, you better put Infinity by Journey on there.
New Journey was going to be on there.
When the lights go down in the city.
Sorry.
You have to say it's sitar.
Sitar?
Yeah, that's right. They don't go to parties. They go to parties. This is from REM's first album back in 1983 off the Hibtone label.
believe it or not. I have no idea what Stipe is saying in this song. He just babbles straight away. If you know what the lyrics are, you're reading it off the internet, and you're probably lying to me. This is from Murmur. When you drop the needle, you listen to Radio Free Europe.
Did that even come on a vinyl?
Oh, yeah.
It did?
Oh, I'm sure back then. In 83? Oh, sure. It was back and forth. You could probably still get things on vinyl back then.
Okay.
Probably. That does it. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Here goes to the fourth year of Rock School.
Maybe.
Happiness. 4 years old. Class is dismissed.